Today is July 6th, 2026. This is your FinTech Briefing from Macro Observer. In the next 8 minutes, we'll cover Fed Chair Kevin Warsh's dovish Sintra remarks and the gold spike above $4,100 an ounce, a 200,000 job gap between BLS and Revelio Labs data that's undermining the Fed's reaction function, and the Genius Act's reserve mandate reshaping stablecoin economics through the new OpenUSD consortium. Start with the number that moved every desk this week, $4,125 an ounce. That's where gold closed after Fed Chair Kevin Warsh told the ECB forum in Sintra that inflation risks have come down. JP Morgan's trading desk, according to institutional gold market coverage, characterized that single sentence as sufficient to reactivate the dollar debasement trade at institutional scale. The dollar posted its worst single session in 2 months, and gold gained more than 2% in the same window. Mechanically, a weaker dollar inflates gold's dollar price, but the broader fintech pattern here isn't the price move itself, it's what triggered it. A sitting Fed chair validated a dovish narrative days after a labor report that consensus expected to be strong. That labor report is where this gets structurally uncomfortable. Lance Roberts said Thoughtful Money has been flagging a credibility gap in BLS data for months, and June's print is his Exhibit A. The headline BLS number came in around 58,000 jobs. ADP's independent measure showed roughly 98,000. Revelio Labs' real-time estimate showed 258,000. That's a 200,000 job divergence between the government print and a private real-time data provider. Roberts calls it statistically extraordinary, and it's hard to disagree. Survey participation in the non-farm payrolls report has fallen roughly 50% from historical norms, which means the confidence interval around every print is quietly widening, even as markets keep trading it as gospel. The Atlanta Fed's GDP Now estimate collapsed from about 2.7% to 1.0% in the days before the release. Unemployment ticked down to 4.2% from 4.3%, but Roberts attributes that to shrinking labor force participation, not hiring strength. Looking at the regulatory landscape here, the interesting wrinkle is that Warsh himself has apparently commissioned a task force to evaluate real-time employment data alternatives, an implicit admission from inside the Fed that its primary policy input is degrading in signal quality at precisely the moment policy uncertainty is highest. When your dual mandate depends on employment data that's diverging from private estimates by 200,000 jobs, every subsequent rate decision inherits that noise. That's not a one-off data blip. That's a structural input problem for anyone modeling forward Fed policy, and it's a big part of why the debasement trade found so little resistance this week. Now to the piece that matters most for anyone underwriting payments infrastructure. The Genius Act's reserve mandate. Enacted in July 2025, it requires stablecoin issuers to back tokens 100% with cash, insured deposits, or short-duration treasuries, and it prohibits paying interest to holders. Existing issuers Tether and Circle get an 18-month compliance window running into January 2027. The broader fintech pattern here is regulatory design doing the work that venture cycles used to do. This single provision has effectively conscripted a captive buyer base for U.S. government debt. That's the mechanism behind the OpenUSD Consortium, announced June 30, 2025. 140 members, including Visa, MasterCard, American Express, BlackRock, Stripe, Coinbase, Google, Shopify, and Ripple. Institutional fintech research is calling it the most significant payments infrastructure restructuring since the Durbin Amendment in 2010. Citigroup Digital Assets Research projects the stablecoin market growing from roughly $320 billion today to somewhere between $1.5 and $2 trillion by 2028. With the reserve composition rules funneling the bulk of that into T-bills and treasury repo. Read that against the labor and inflation data we just walked through, and you get an odd but coherent picture, a policy apparatus running on increasingly unreliable inputs, alongside a parallel financial rail that's mechanically manufacturing fresh treasury demand almost regardless of what the Fed does next. Embedded finance is compounding that pattern from a different angle. Total payment volume reached $2.6 trillion in 2024, up 25% year over year, with B2B payments through platforms like Stripe Treasury and Shopify Balance accounting for 65% of that volume. It's growth that's largely independent of the AI CapEx narrative, which matters given what's happening on the other side of the ledger. Because the risk side of this picture is real. Forward guidance's coverage documents a 4-standard-deviation momentum factor unwind, a statistical event that occurs on fewer than 0.006% of trading days, triggered by meta-signaling excess compute capacity for resale and an unverified claim of a memory efficiency breakthrough from an OpenAI spinout. That cascade moved through U.S. semiconductors into Korean and Taiwanese equities and into a yen carry trade reversal, all inside 3 to 5 trading days. Fintech infrastructure valuations compressed to 3 to 5 times revenue from 10 to 15 times at peak. Roberts, warning about H2 2026 and fiscal year 2027 earnings estimates being calibrated to a post-recession recovery trajectory that doesn't apply to the current expansion phase, looks considerably more urgent set against that compression. On the international side, the regulatory landscape is fragmenting rather than converging. The EU's MiCA framework permits interest on e-money tokens, directly contrary to the Genius Act's prohibition, a live arbitrage for euro-denominated stablecoin holders. The UK's FCA regime remains in consultation with final rules expected in the second half of 2025, while Singapore and the UAE both allow yield under fully liquid reserve requirements. Layer the EUAI Act on top. Effective August 2024, phasing through 2026 to 2027, classifying credit scoring and fraud detection as high risk under Annex 3, and banks operating across jurisdictions are underwriting 3 incompatible compliance regimes simultaneously. FinTech Thesis Update. What changed today is the correlation structure, not just the price levels. Unreliable labor data, a dovish Fed chair, and a captive Treasury bid from stablecoin reserves are now moving in the same direction at the same time, which wasn't true a quarter ago. The opportunity sitting underneath all of this is settlement economics. Genius Act reserve demand plus OUSD consortium reach gives well-capitalized banks a credible path to cross-border settlement priced under 1 cent per transaction against $25 to $50 for a swift wire. The risk is that AI infrastructure credit exposure gets marked down before that opportunity gets underwritten. Watching the rails. Until tomorrow. That's your core brief for today. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more.